backfield. Rosary in the backfield. The crowd in full throat. They swing it out to Rosary on the right side. Rosary chased by Josh White. Strung out, and Josh White and others will wrap him up for a loss. Way back, and the Rams with 1:38 left will get the ball back.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by our friends at Face First Medical Aesthetics above Gabbo's on Dewdney Avenue. Botox and birthday Botox. Check in store for details or on the Face First Medical Aesthetics Facebook page. Pizza Hut's in Saskatchewan, and David Dubé and the Concord Group of Companies, thanks to them for getting on board. If you want a pizza this weekend, check out Pizza Hut, either in-store or take home. And enjoy some football this weekend while you eat your Pizza Hut pizza with those awesome breadsticks. You know, college football still going. I know there are some games that have been canceled, and of course, the NFL. Early games don't look so good. Late games look better. Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his fine work at markgreshner.com. He does awesome work. I can vouch for him personally. He did some great work for us when my son was graduating. We went to the ledge and took some awesome pictures, and then some out-of-the-box pictures in front of a business in central Regina. So check his work out at markgreshner.com. Riviere Ag Seeds over there in Radville. We got our good friend Paul Riviere and his great family always supporting the community. You can check out their website, Riviere Ag Seeds, their Facebook page. Thanks to them for getting on board. Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn. Corey Zadorozniak out there, big football supporter, longtime Rough Rider fan, longtime football fan in this province. For grain marketing, grain hauling, and crop insurance, check out Corey Zadorozniak, Double Z Ag Sales. SAS Selects Football, building the stars of tomorrow today. Zelko Stefanovic and his great wife, Deb, they're starting the Indoor Inside Run League over there at the Yara Center. So you can check out all their information on their Facebook page. They just came off a highly successful inaugural 7-on-7 league out there in Moose Jaw. Always helping out the kids, Zelko Stefanovic. And we'll get to our athlete of the week in a moment, courtesy of Paul Waldo over there at Royal LePage. The three-time Grey Cup champ is now in the real estate game. Give him a call, 306-502-5355. But before we do that, have you seen the long list of canceled games and postponed college football games this weekend due to the spike in coronavirus in the States? Number one, Alabama against LSU is postponed along with five more games. And number two, Ohio State versus Maryland is canceled outright. There are four postponed games in the SEC alone. Arkansas's head coach is asymptomatic. Now, health experts believe that Halloween gatherings are partially responsible for this outbreak. Here at Growing the Game with Ballsy, I reached out to one of the university's theater departments to help us make sense of this all, because it's confusing. Very, very fluid.
This college football season has been erratic, almost manic. But don't panic. The coach is just asymptomatic.
Well, I guess I should have stayed away from all those Halloween parties.
COVID-19.
I forgot to social distance and infected the entire team.
COVID-19.
Now we're canceling this and rescheduling that. Now the whole SEC is on the brink of being asymptomatic.
Yeah. Ow! Let's go!
COVID-19 canceling the game.
Time now for our athlete of the week, brought to you by three-time Grey Cup champion Paul Waldo over there at Royal LePage in Regina. Like I said earlier, getting the real estate game with a three-time Grey Cup champ at 306-502-5355. And we head up to Saskatoon and talk to Bethlehem Catholic High School's standout linebacker, Anthony Lucan. How are you today, Anthony?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. So you just got through what they called the Saskatoon Football Academy up there, replaced your high school football season. Just your thoughts on being able to play football during this COVID-19 pandemic. Hats off to everybody that put that on up there.
Well, it's truly an amazing experience because a lot of Canada right now is not able to play football. So the fact that our regulations allowed us to play football for at least a month was amazing. You get a lot of kids that can put up film, and grade 12s that got the chance to play football for the final year because they got taken away. And it's just, you know, it's really cool. But we got a, sorry, there's a little blackout halfway through because of COVID, mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff like that happens, so I can't do much about it, but it was a really amazing experience, and shout out to Brian Giebert and all of SMF for putting that on.
I know in Regina here, we do usually do a spring football league where we bring the grade 9s through 11s together. I've coached in it where we kind of have a draft, and then it's like a guy from Bethlehem and a guy from Bishop Mahoney or whatever. They're on the same team, and they're playing. Did you guys have that kind of setup where it was just kind of like a draft, and they put you on different teams?
Yeah, that's what it was. We went there for at least 2 weeks for tryouts.
Yep.
And then each coach would draft you onto their team, and then each team played each other, and then there's a championship game.
Yeah, so it's like we had in Regina. How did you like that setup?
I really like that because it gives us the opportunity to play with our friends from other schools and, you know, really broaden our horizon for football.
Yeah. What can you say about the facilities you guys have in Saskatoon? Like I used to call it the Gordie Hole Bowl. No disrespect to Gordie Howe, but it used to be a dump. Like when I played on the Rams, we and that was in the 90s, we'd pull up there and it looked nice and green in October. But what they used to do is cut the grass on the sides and just throw the shavings on the dirt. So by the end of pregame warmups, you're playing on a parking lot. But it's a beautiful facility. It's a beautiful facility out there. So I have to give it its due. Like a Saskatoon minor football field. What do you think of that that whole setup out there?
It's improved quite a lot. I really like it. We got new turf. We have this Ignite facility now, too, that is close to the building, and you can go work out there and train. And they have their own little indoor field there, too. But I actually heard about that. A lot of the old coaches were saying that they used to just be a mud pit back when you were playing.
Oh, it was a dump, man. And the showers, we used to go into the showers, and I swear the Hilltops always did this to us. It was freezing cold. The first guy'd get a hot shower, and then the rest of it would just, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. I love Saskatoon now, but I absolutely hated Saskatoon back then. I used to hate going to that dump, and they always gave us a good game too, so that's awesome. I'm glad things have turned around out there, and that's what happens when the Hilltops start rolling and everything starts going there, and they've got a great facility up there at the Griffith Stadium, so Saskatoon, a hotbed of football. Okay, Anthony, how long have you been playing football for?
About 7 years, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. Have you always been on the defensive side?
No, I've really played everywhere. I've done all offense, all defense, and I really like offense, but I think my strong suit's defense.
So what made you settle on linebacker, and what do you like best about that position?
What made me settle on linebacker was really just the amount of coaches saying that this is the thriving position for me, and that if I have a chance of playing a next level ball, I should probably stay as a linebacker. And honestly, I like the whole aspect of hitting guys and getting the ball and being a ball hog and, you know, all that, just all the defensive stuff.
What's better, a quarterback sack on a blitz or stuffing a running back on third and one?
Stuffing a running back on third and one, definitely.
Yeah, you love that, running downhill and running into him.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your favorite part of football, the physicality? Is that the strength of your game, physicality, Anthony Lucan?
Physicality is definitely a big aspect of the game. I think my favorite aspect of the game is just knowing. Like, you know, it's the having the knowledge to know where the play is going and what's happening and reading the quarterback's eyes and the big brain of the play, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think my my aspect of the game that I really like and am good at would be the knowing and the skill.
The smarts of it. Yeah, smarts of it. So what linebacker do you look up to? Is there somebody you watch in football, either in the CFL or NFL, that you're kind of watching and, hey, I like that guy?
Someone that really stands out to me in the NFL would be Taysom Hill.
Yeah, you
because
like
because guys like Taysom Hill are guys like me that can play anywhere and are a jack of all trades, and that's kind of, it was a little slept on for a while, but now teams are starting to realize that there's one guy you can get that can play anywhere, and I really like that.
That's an awesome guy to look up to. I never thought you'd say Taysom Hill, but that's good. Okay, I've heard you're a multi-sport athlete, so what else did you play?
I do basketball, track, and wrestling.
Okay, and all those obviously have been affected by COVID-19. This COVID-19's messing with Anthony Lucan's life.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't do much about it. Yeah. Got to accept it.
So is that what, at the next level, is that what you're pursuing as football, or are you equally as good in basketball and wrestling?
I'd say I'm pursuing football, definitely. Basketball's more like I play it, but I don't think it's a next level sport for me in wrestling as well.
Who's your basketball team?
I played with the Bethlehem.
No, team. Yeah, I get that. But who's your favorite basketball team? Who do you like? Who's your player you like to watch?
Well, a lot of people might be mad at me, but I'm kind of just a Lakers fan now because LeBron's on there.
Yeah, I'm a Lakers fan. I wouldn't call myself a LeBron fan. I won't go into it, but I will tell you. But I will tell you, I do like the Lakers. I'm a Kobe guy. I love Kobe Bryant. I love Magic Johnson. So you and I are buddies that way. Yeah. So you like the cook? If Anthony Lucan would invite his buddy Michael Ball over for something to eat, what would you cook me? What's your specialty?
Honestly, probably just a roast beef, some gravy, and potatoes.
Yeah,
that's such a good meal.
Who taught you how to cook?
My dad and my mom, really.
Really? Your dad's a cook, too?
Yeah, it's surprising, but, you know, he's getting better.
That's awesome.
Sometimes his dishes are a little iffy, but, you know, what can you do?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I do not right now.
You do not? But you could impress the ladies, have a lady over for a nice meal or something.
Oh, yeah, I've heard meals the best way to get into a woman's heart.
That's right, absolutely. What's the most romantic thing you've done for a girl?
Oh.
Come on.
But like went to the store and like when she said what got her a gift basket.
Okay, nice. That's good. I love it. Hey, I heard a little birdie told me you could solve the Rubik's Cube. That's a real 80s kind of toy, man. That's what I tried to do my whole teenage life when I was a loser in the basement of my house in East Regina. No friends, no girlfriends, nothing. I'm like, I can't solve this damn thing. How did you get into playing with the Rubik's Cube and you can really solve it?
Yeah, I can really solve it. My older brother, he fiddled around with it for a bit and I thought I would take a spin at it. But, you know, it's honestly quite easier than a lot of people think because there's a lot of different ways you can solve it. But if you figure out one way, then you can solve it forever and you look like you're really smart when you solve it in front of people.
So you cook a lady a meal and then you invite her. It's like you invite her over, you cook her a meal, and then after for dessert, you show her how you can solve the Rubik's Cube. And there you go, man. You're making out on the couch maybe or something.
Yeah, it just happens. It gets the ball rolling.
I shouldn't be talking about that. Your parents will kill me. And I got a couple of teenage kids, so I feel I got a long enough leash I could say that. Hey, how do you relieve stress, Anthony? What do you do to kind of de-stress away from the football field, the basketball court, wrestling, all that type of stuff?
It's forms of meditation or just writing, you know, because writing, I can get my words down on paper and I'm usually all over the place and springy, so writing allows me to just calm down and also, like, playing some, like, soothing music and just laying in a dark room. Yeah. Sounds weird, but, you know, that really helps.
No, that's awesome, man. A lot of people struggle with mental health. They got to figure out ways to kind of de-stress. That's good. So, like, do you keep an actual journal? Do you find yourself regularly writing in a book or just write random thoughts down?
Not a regular journal, just random thoughts, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's really good. Do you have a motto you live by? Like, is there something you always, I like to follow win the day. That's when I always get up and think to myself, okay, win the day. Or there's one, Philip Rivers is my favorite quarterback in the NFL. He's got a Latin saying called Nunc Cepi, which is Latin for now I begin, meaning you start anew each day. I saw one from Jimmy Johnson, the former Cowboy and Dolphin coach, that said fatigue is for cowards, meaning that, you know, you get tired, everybody becomes a coward when they get tired. Is there a mindset you have every day when you get up or when you get onto the football field?
There's a little thing that runs around my dad's side of the family. It's I don't know how to say it in Greek, but it means remember your dad. And that means knowing that there's a time in your life where you're not going to be here anymore. So live this day as if the next day you're not going to be here, you know?
That's awesome, man. I love that. That's good. You got a good head on your shoulders, kid. Okay. Lastly, I hear you enjoy working on cars. What kind of car do you drive? And by working on cars, what do you mean by that?
I have a 94 Acura Integra right now.
Okay. Got it souped up or what?
I'm souping it up right now, but a month ago, actually, broke the timing belt. The valves might have bent in there, so me and my buddies were working on it, and we just finally fixed it coming yesterday.
Awesome. So what is What is your dream car? Like, if you could have a dream car, let's think big. Let's swing for the fences, okay? Anthony Lucan makes it to the NFL, and he gets a big contract, big signing bonus. What car is Anthony Lucan going to buy?
Oh, this is a tough one. I literally like the comfort aspect of cars. I'm not too much into the speed and all that. Like, if this car, like, I'd say probably a 2020 Cadillac right now. I don't know the exact model, but they have so much luxury comfort in there that it's just beautiful machinery.
That's awesome, man. Okay, last question for you, my friend. What are you planning on taking in school at the next level, and what are your plans for going to the next level? And how much... Well, Anthony, that's a mistake in journalism. I peppered you with four questions. So let's break it down. Let's break it down, my friend. I'm coming off of holidays. Give me a break. So let's break it down here. What do you plan on taking in school?
I plan on going to business commerce.
Okay. Any reason for that? Is there like a big business background in your life, or you just decided you kind of you have that entrepreneurial spirit?
My dad's a financial advisor, so I hope that after I get my after I get my degree, I'll go work with him and my brother.
Smart. Okay. Would you like to remain? A lot of kids remain in Saskatoon. They like to play for the Huskies. Your thoughts? Where would you like to stay home? Would you like to go somewhere else? Would you consider junior ball for a couple of years just to kind of develop your skills?
Plan for when I even was in grade 9 was to leave province for a bit and then come back after. But honestly, if the Huskies contact me, if anyone contacts me, I'm probably just gonna go there.
Yeah, interesting. And how much you know? Did you get some good tape from that Saskatoon football academy? And you know, it's got to be kind of challenging. How are you marketing yourself right now, because you know, coaches can't come in to visit you really can't go to any camps or anything like that, because none of them are happening because of stupid COVID-19. So what are you doing to market yourself, Anthony?
I'm on this marketing app. It's called NCSA, and they boost my film to coaches all around the province, but it's mostly states, so that's a little weird. But honestly, Brian Giebers would help me a lot. I don't know how to navigate most of this, and then Brian told me he's got me. He's really helping me out right now, and I really appreciate him.
All right, man. Well, he told me to give you a call because he said, you know what, this guy has got a great head on his shoulders. He's a great football player, and I definitely had a great time talking to you, man. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Well, here at Growing the Game with Ballsy, you know we love the sport of football. That's our passion. But if anybody knows Michael Ball, they know that I love all sports. I don't watch a lot of golf, but I do watch the Masters every year. And man, is it weird to watch it in the fall.
The Masters is back on CBS. No spectators, no distractions. No recently divorced cougars in the clubhouse. Tempting a golf pro to cheat on his wife. Just to focus on the game of golf. And the Masters on CBS.
All right, speaking with Rams head coach Mark McConkie. Coach, a different type of fall, no games, but you guys did make it onto the practice field. How did that feel, and how did workouts go?
It was great. It felt great being out there, to be honest. I know we had some restrictions in place. We had to like do an attendance. They had to fill out like a COVID symptom checklist before every practice and wear masks, and the coaches all did. But again, we adapted. Our guys resilient, and they really kind of bought into it, and we're all in it together, and that's kind of our team motto. So they did a great job, and again, I know they were super happy to be out there practicing, running around with pads on and working on our systems and just getting better and really developing their skills. So overall, it was a great fall for us. I'm really happy for it. Again, wish we could play games, don't get me wrong, but we made the most of the situation, and we definitely got better as a team.
So did anybody turn your head that you didn't think would, or a veteran that came back and you're like, yeah, this guy's on track?
Yeah, a bit of both. I'd say veteran-wise, a guy like Ryder Varga, like he was unbelievable in the fall. And like, we knew he was good, and I knew he was good, but he was unbelievable. He was a guy that really stood out to me from the veteran group. And then some of the young guys that looked really good, like Noah Pelche, his arm strength is really unbelievable. He did a great job going in there and learning the new playbook and kind of trying to adjust to the U Sports speed, and he did a great job. So he was kind of the one young guy that really, really impressed me.
Yeah, there's one position that you're drinking from a fire hose, right? Coming from high school to university, Noah Pelletier. We knew he could throw the ball, but what about his smarts?
Absolutely, he picked up the playbook quite well. Again, just like any high school guy, especially learning the quarterback position, it's so hard. But he did a great job, and Noel Picton and Frankie Gray were working with him this fall, and they did a great job working with him. And again, there's obviously some areas to improve. But overall, he did a great job and really, really mentally started checking in. And again, we got great leaders in that room, like even a guy like Sawyer Bittner bringing some experience, and Josh Donnelly with his smarts of the playbook and of our defense. And those guys really kind of helped him out as well.
I was going to ask you that. How's that competition, even though there's no games on the line, how's that competition kind of gone between those two guys? Bittner with a little bit more experience in terms of football at that position than Josh Donnelly, who Kyle Borse on this podcast called an absolute stud.
Yeah, it was great. Those guys are both great football players, both good people, and they both bring different things. They both have different strengths and weaknesses, and it was exciting. It was just nice having both those guys back there competing, pushing each other and encouraging each other too, because they want the other one to succeed too. So it was great. I'm excited for the off season, excited for next year, kind of keep continuing the competition. And again, it was great to see. It was really up the intensity in the quarterback meetings and even in the quarterback group on the field. And again, yeah, it was great, and glad to have Sawyer on the team now.
It's kind of like a free agent signing when you get Kyle Borse back into the fold. We know what happened to him last year, not being able to play, so we won't dwell on that. But what's that like to have him back? And we know he makes a difference offensively, but through the coach's eyes, through the head coach's eyes, what kind of a difference does Kyle Borse make to your offense when you actually get back to game situation?
Oh, it's huge. I think it might be like the top free agent in Can West in my eyes. He's a game changer for us. He really changes the makeup of the offense for us, just with the things that he can do and just different ways that we're going to try to get him the ball in space next year. So it was awesome having him back there. Again, that's another good group with guys like Semba, Masella, and Jace Easton that are also pushing for those number two and three spots. But having Kyle there and just that speed that he had is going to be great for us. Again, not going to lie, he's a little rusty, and he knew that too coming in. He hasn't played and actually been in some like scrimmage like atmosphere for a while. So, but he did a good job. Again, he's kind of taken on more of a leadership role now. He's one of the older guys on the team, and yeah, I'm just really excited to have him, hopefully for two more years. I keep telling him that. I said, I hope you get drafted. I hope you make it, but it'd be awesome if you came back for 2 years. He's excited.
We'll talk about that in a second because I have a question on that. But I wanted to bring it, Semba had a pretty good season. I mean, he wasn't overly spectacular, and that's not a cutdown to him, but he did a great job coming in the absence of Kyle Borse. So is there a situation or many situations this year where you will try to get both of those guys in the field at once?
You're reading my mind. Yeah, I was actually talking to Kyle and Sam about that last week. So, yeah, absolutely. He did a great job. And last year, honestly, like he was 19 years old. Josh Donnelly was 19 years old. And we had two young guys, like kind of two very important positions on the offense. And they both did a great job. And again, Semba did a great job. He really stepped in and smart guy, knew the playbook, knew the protections, knew what to do, and did everything that was asked of him. So he's still in the mix. He's a great player, and he's still going to get touches and get on the field next year. And yeah, there's a package we used to use with Atlee and Kyle Borse that got them both on the field. So we'll be doing a little bit of that as well next year.
Coach, as we, you alluded to with Kyle Borse, there are others like him. What kind of advice would you give to Kyle Borse? Should he, because he's got to decide here in the next little bit, and guys like him have to decide, I guess in Kyle's instance or whatever, just answer the question in general. What kind of advice would you give to guys like that? Should they stay? I know selfishly you want them to stay, but should they declare for the draft or stay back? Like, is it more important to do better in the combine testing, do you think, or to have another year of game film, especially as it relates to Kyle Borse, because he hasn't played in over a year?
Yeah, Kyle, they're all a unique situation, and obviously they're all very individualized. Like Kyle's situation is super unique because he didn't play in 2019. So having that extra year of game tape may help him. But again, I've talked to Kyle and his dad quite a bit about this, and it is super interesting because Kyle's going to test really, really well. Like he's going to run probably the top 40. He'll have a great bench press compared to all the running backs. And what I told him is to like look at the running back class. Like how good is the running back class this year compared to next year, and kind of find your spot. And same thing with Robbie Lowe's. Like I know this year's linebacker class is really strong in the draft, so he may be thinking about deferring because the class is that strong and there's lots of guys that are playing in NCAA and on other teams that are quite good players. So it really depends on your position and kind of where you think you're going to fall in the draft. Another concern that I brought up to Kyle was he's going to do really, really well at the combine, but there's no guarantee that there is a combine this year, right? So that's another thing. But, I mean, there's other ways around it. We can do our own pro day with them and film it and send it to all the teams. Like, there are ways around it. So I'm staying on the fence on this one. I know I'm not taking the bait on this. So I told Kyle the same thing. I said, you can go in the draft and you can still come back for 2 years. It doesn't affect what you do in university or anything like that. It's just going to depend on where you and your agent think you're going to fall. Whether if you're, like they said this year, I think he's one of the top backs in the draft, so he might stay with it because it's him and a couple other guys, and he thinks he's going to go higher because he's going to be the best back in the draft. Yeah. So it really depends on those certain things. So whether he goes this year or next year, he's going to get drafted. He's going to get into a training camp, which is going to be great. I'm just hopeful that they send him back again. If he makes it, he deserves it. He's worked his butt off this past offseason and even in his previous years. So either way, I'll be happy for him.
A couple of things to consider here. One is the draft, because it goes from 8 to 6 rounds, because CFL teams still have to fit in their 2020 rookies onto a roster. So, and typically running backs go in the back end of the draft. Do you know what I mean? So that might be something too that Kyle has to look at, because it's not 8 rounds, it's 6 rounds now.
Absolutely. And again, the CFL did a good job kind of outlining that, and I passed that on to all of our draft eligible players, and they understand it too. And again, it does make it a little more difficult, right, with only 6 rounds, and how many guys are they going to invite to camp, and what are their COVID restrictions number-wise? Like, maybe they don't invite all their draft picks to camp. So there's so many questions that aren't answered and need to be answered, but it's a tough decision for those guys to make, and I'm glad I'm not in that situation.
Thing, too, is his birth certificate will lie, as I pointed out to Kyle, because you might go into the draft as a 23, 24-year-old, but there is still a lot of tread left on those tires because, well, we talked about it a couple of times here. Kyle didn't play all of last year because of what went on, and then he goes in as a 23 or 24-year-old, but he, you know what I mean? He doesn't have that wear and tear on his body, and a lot of guys, when they're like I said to Kyle, a guy like Shaq Evans goes back to the CFL. He goes in as a 30-year-old receiver, but he never played in his 29-year-old birth year. So he's not really a 30-year-old player, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah, Kyle's got he's got a lot of miles left on those legs for sure. And again, hopefully we can use a few of those miles with another year or two with the Rams. But if not, again, he'll make the CFL. He'll be a great CFL player. I've got no doubt in my mind.
Okay, so hopefully there is a CFL. Hopefully there is a U Sports. We're holding out hope. We're crossing our fingers. This COVID-19 is very fluid. It seemed to be going good there for a spell when you guys were on the field practicing, and now it's kind of getting away on everybody. So hopefully we can find our way to play next fall for sure. But having said that, if we're going to play next fall, you guys need some help financially too. Like everybody, dollars have dried up everywhere. Sponsorships have dried up. It's a tough time everywhere. You guys have got a 50-50 going. Tell us about it.
We do, yes. Yeah, and we understand times are tough too. But again, kind of what we're looking at is just any little bit helps, even if it's $20 or $10. It doesn't matter at all. It all kind of goes towards player scholarships. So our board did a great job. They got an online 50-50 happening that's kind of replacing the in-person 50-50 that happens at all 9 Rider games. So what we are, so you go on to ReginaRams5050.com, and it's got all the information there. You can buy 50-50 tickets. It's the same price as it normally is at the games. And again, all that money kind of goes towards player scholarships. Obviously, the winner takes half. We take the other half, and that money is going to go into the scholarship fund, which is super important to our players. And again, like I've said numerous times, it does change lives. It gives these players an opportunity to maybe not work during the school season and the football season, so they can really focus on film and school and training and everything that's required from them from the Rams football program.
Yeah, that's a huge blow to you guys not having the CFL games, because that 50-50 is a lifeblood for this football team. It really, that is one of the to me, as an alumni and a guy that loves the football team, just loves football in general in Saskatchewan, but specifically to the Rams, that's a real kick in the you-know-what. That hurts.
Absolutely. Again, it's a huge part of the program. again, when they first set it up, that's what's keeping the program alive and helping the program kind of flourish and will for the next, hopefully, 50, 60 years or whatever it may be here. So, I hope we can still kind of get back to the CFL season next year and kind of pick up where we left off in 2019 with the CFL.
I can't wait to see you guys and the Huskies go head-to-head. I love those two programs, and that's a great rivalry. And I love to see Mark McConkey on the sidelines versus Scott Flory, Huskies, and the Rams. That'll be great. Hey, thanks for this. I appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.